USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said during a visit to Japan that American forces would be sent to defend Taiwan if Chinese forces attack the self-governing island.
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Southern Baptist Convention leaders mishandled sexual abuse claims, and survivors were met time and time again with resistance, stonewalling, and even outright hostility for the last 22 years. That's according to a new report in Sunday's New York Times. Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, was discharged from the hospital Saturday, a week after he suffered a minor stroke. Disgraced actor Bill Cosby is facing another trial beginning this week in Los Angeles, California, over accusations that he sexually assaulted a teenage girl in the 1970s. Jury selection in the civil case is likely to start Tuesday. Opening arguments are expected to begin June 1st. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most Americans want President Trump's Title 42 policy to remain in place.
More than half of Americans want to keep Title 42 in place. That's according to a new Politico Harvard poll. Data shows 55% want to keep the Trump-era public health policy that blocks legal immigrants from seeking asylum at the border during the pandemic. The Biden administration had plans to lift the restriction on Monday until a federal judge said they could not. The data was split along party lines. Over 80% of Republicans opposed the decision to reverse Title 42.
That is Tim Berg reporting. 27 people suffered minor injuries Sunday after a bus crashed and rolled on I-95 north of Baltimore. The crash occurred near Kingsville, Maryland. The vehicle was operated by Megabus and was carrying 47 people. 15 of the 27 people injured were taken to local hospitals. No other vehicles were involved. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden in Tokyo this morning says he's willing to use military force to defend Taiwan against Chinese aggression. Let's hear more of that conversation with reporters.
So we stand firmly with Japan and with other nations not to let that happen. And my expectation is it will not happen. It will not be attempted. My expectation is a lot of it depends upon just how strongly the world makes clear that that kind of action is going to result in long-term disapprobation by the rest of the community.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made. We are not. Look, here's the situation. We agree with a one-China policy. We signed on to it, and all the attendant agreements made from there. But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate. It will dislocate the entire region and be another action similar to what happened in Ukraine.
NASA says something strange is happening in our universe and scientists cannot explain it. The universe is expanding faster than ever and other galaxies are moving away from our Milky Way like never before. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.